Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Are you ready for another Victory Monday, Keith?
Yes, bud.
Yes, bud.
Yes, bud. Oh, this is a big yes, bud. It's a yes, bud. Yes, I'm ready for another Patriots Victory Monday. There's been a lot of these in a row. But, Jones, at what cost? At what cost, Jones?
It's a Pyrrhic victory. That's what you're saying?
Kinda.
Yeah.
There's a lot to unpack from this win, yet another win. The Road Warriors, the Legion of Doom, that is the New England Patriots, rolls on. That's another nickname I'm trying to get going. Hasn't fully caught on yet, but
I like it.
We're all around it, especially if they run the table on the road. How do you not call them the Legion of Doom? No, but a win. But man, you got guys dropping like flies. Really, are both teams nonstop throughout the entire game. Some real early struggles, offense and defense. So there's a lot to pick apart, but a win is a win is a win. We know it's hard to win in the NFL. Vrabel says that. I would agree with him. And they're 10-2. Pretty amazing. 10 wins through 12 games for this New England Patriots team is wild.
Early candidate for stat of the week, if you want it, Keith.
Yeah, maybe the earliest it's ever been submitted.
The Patriots, their 9-game win streak under Mike Vrabel this year is the longest non-Belichick Brady win streak in Patriots franchise history.
That sounds about right. There were some lean years there prior to Bill and Tom.
So they're able to get that victory, which you don't want to take anything away from the victory by any means, but it was a costly win. And I don't think there's any other way to read it. As you said, I mean, yesterday was just a hard watch. That was a hard watch. Bengals players were dropping.
I was going to say, between
Patriots players were dropping. The game kept stopping. There were flags everywhere. There were injuries everywhere. It was a hard watch.
No flow.
No flow.
No flow, which there's somebody you want to call if you have no flow. But there was just penalties and injuries nonstop. And everybody watching football understands that there's a risk of injury, but we try not to really think about it, right? We know that, like, most of these guys, when their careers are over, are going to have soup for brains, but, like, we don't want to think about that. We just want to enjoy the game and just, like, sit back and watch the big hits and the guys, you know, score touchdowns. And every other play, somebody's down. They might even be, like, motionless. You're like, what is this? You're like, what is happening?
Cart was getting a workout yesterday.
Way too much cart yesterday. And for both teams, having to run out there, then a stoppage in play, then let's cut to commercial, and let's come back and getting updates. Oh, this guy's out. This guy's questionable. This guy's got this. So that was a tough go. Just for an entertainment aspect of it, it was just the sheer amount of injuries. And now, obviously, you're going to start to look ahead at how long some of these guys are going to be out for and how that's going to impact the season.
So the Patriots are the only 10-win team in the NFL. They've played more games than most. They haven't had their bye week yet.
Mm-hmm.
So they've played 12 games. They're 10-2, the only 10-win team. The Rams won again last night. The Broncos were idle. Those are 9-win teams. They sit atop the AFC. They've won 9 in a row.
Whew.
As Keith said, they don't lose on the road. It's the longest non-Brady Belichick win streak in franchise history. It surpasses Bill Parcells and the 94 Patriots, who won 8 in a row. So this is what they're doing. This is how they're playing. And yet, yesterday was a costly one. They lose their rookie guard, Jared Wilson, on the opening drive of the game. I think he played 3 snaps.
Mm-hmm.
They lose Will Campbell late in the third quarter. Both are carted off. You have to watch Ben Brown and Vidarian Lowe on the left side. And you have to wonder, can they tiptoe through what sounds like a stretch without Will Campbell? I haven't seen many updates yet on Jared Wilson.
No.
So I don't know
if
that
one's officially ruled out right away, too.
I don't know if that one's more ominous or not. But we'll continue to monitor updates here. Vrabel was on with Greg this morning, basically said, you know, it's not a career ender for Will Campbell, which I thought was promising.
Right. Okay, that's good.
He also was very snippy after the game, which we'll get to. But you can talk about the Patriots all day long here on Jones and Keefe. It is a Patriots Monday. It's a Victory Monday, as those tend to be these days. 617-779-7937. That's also your text line. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. You can watch there. You can chat there. Just subscribe to WEEI. We already have an update this morning from Ian Rappaport on Will Campbell. Lost late in the third quarter for what people were fearing initially was an ACL injury. Some of the reporting out there is MCL strain, and this is Rap Sheet.
And for the Patriots, they had another potential significant situation. This time, Will Campbell, their left tackle, their first-round pick, one of their best players, is believed to have suffered an MCL sprain in his knee. Mike Vrabel just went on local radio and said he believes that Will Campbell is going to miss more than one or two games. My understanding is he is an injured reserve candidate. He's going to have an MRI today. More information coming. The hope is that this is something that he can return for later in the season, potentially for the playoffs. But all that information is not here yet, so we'll be waiting throughout the day.
Okay. Waiting on the MRI.
Oof.
Sounds like he could be back later on this year. Hopefully for the playoffs. Vrabel said it won't be Monday, bye week's the week after that. So if they get him back at all, obviously that would be great for the Patriots, and you would avoid a worst-case scenario. I want to highlight something you tweeted yesterday, Keith, that would be all-encompassing for the game and the O-line.
Mm-hmm.
At Keefe21 on Twitter.
Good Twitter follow
tip
there.
Tip to tail, one of the best.
Yeah.
Tip to tail, worst game since week one, which was when they somehow lost to the Raiders.
Yeah.
But a win is a win. Hoping the whole O-line isn't out for the year. That's your Pepsi key takeaway brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Explain yourself, Keith. They survived.
Yep.
They get the win. It was ugly. Hopefully the O-line isn't a mess. Explain.
So, yeah, I mean, a win is right. I mean, they win by 6 points, and there's some kind of, you know, tense moments there in the fourth quarter against a bad team, you know, that didn't have their best wide receiver, didn't have their quarterback despite all that discussion. Oh, by the way, I think we kind of were all over that, the Joe Burrow stuff. But they didn't have those guys.
That is true.
We kind of sniffed that out.
Yeah, I mean.
And everyone's like, you guys are morons. Literally everyone's saying Burrow's playing, but you guys.
Good job by us waiting 10 minutes into the show to congratulate ourselves for
couldn't
that.
Couldn't wait much longer.
We were two of the only.
Yeah.
Who were saying when he first came back to practice, we're like, he's not playing. They have a game on Thursday.
No.
And all the reporting yesterday is, oh, by the way, they play on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's a short week. It's like, the schedule is right there for all of you the whole time.
It's all right. Yeah. It's fine. No, but this was a much more of a grind of a game. And I went back to week one as maybe the worst it fell on both sides. Some people were like, well, what about the Steeler game? Yeah, I don't know if the Steeler game was as bad defensively as this one was for stretches. I mean, Chase Brown was running all over him. The offense really let down Pittsburgh. If you want to let down the defense in the Pittsburgh game. But either way, it's semantics. It's been a while during this win streak. They've looked a lot better on both sides of the ball than they did yesterday. And then obviously the offensive line thing is what stands out, because you're like, all right, a win is a win, but are you better going forward? Can you kind of like learn from this one? Yeah, maybe you can, but if you're starting Vidarian Lowe and Ben Brown, not ideal. Also, Morgan Moses, this was more illness, so I think he'll be fine. But he also, in the game, was in and out. So you had, at one point, like three starters down on the offensive line. You're like, man, one of the reasons why the offense is so much better, one of the reasons Drake May is so much better, and they haven't gotten a lot of credit this year, but that's kind of the lot of the offensive line, has been those five guys up front. And you see the two rookies go down. And I'll be honest, when Wilson goes down, not ideal. But I kind of think Ben Brown is a good Band-Aid. Ben Brown reminds me of like Ryan Wendell, when you're like, goes in at guard, you don't really lose a beat, goes in at center, maybe not for 17 games, but I feel like Ben Brown's going to be okay.
And not
but
for nothing.
Lowe scares me.
Okay, not for nothing. You're not going to get through the whole year healthy.
No.
So if you have to lose your left guard, who's a rookie, who's been fine,
yeah,
I wouldn't
say
great. I think a lot of people would say, all right, well, I mean, that sucks for him, and no one's wishing injury on anyone, but that's the kind of injury that most teams sustain. What you want to avoid is either a mountain of injuries or injuries at key spots. You know, you lose Drake May, season over. You lose Will Campbell. Yeah. And again, we don't know for how long. Rap Sheet seemed positive there. I would say listening to Drake May after the game, he seemed pretty positive about it. He's like, we'll get those guys back. Listening to Vrabel this morning, he seemed relatively positive about it. But then you looked in the locker room after the game, they seemed very down after the game yesterday.
Well, I mean, towel over the head on the cart is usually not a sign that that guy's coming back anytime soon. So that part kind of scares me a little bit. But we'll see. He'll get the MRI. And this is where maybe having the late bye week could actually benefit them. Because even if they put him on the IR, that means he misses four games. We're talking about this like with Milton Williams.
Yep.
He misses four games, but it's 5 weeks. And then what I also like, if that's the scenario, right, and I feel like that's one where maybe he's pretty good, he still gets like a final tune-up game before the playoffs, right? He'd be back in time for the Miami game, week 18. Then whether they have a bye or not, he'd be ready to go for the playoffs.
Well, it'd be another reason why, you know, the one seed is so important.
Yeah.
And you are the only 10-win team in the AFC. You're only 10-win team in football. And you have the inside track on the one seed. So that's a reason to put some emphasis on that, getting guys healthy, making sure guys are healthy come the postseason. But I would say that's a secondary consideration given the way that it's gone down. Should yesterday's win, Keith, change your outlook on the team? How they won, you mentioned Chase Brown got him. The struggles in the red zone, which we're going to get to, May didn't look great in that game yesterday. They played down to an opponent.
Yeah.
It's in the aftermath of Stephen A. and Cam and all of those antics throughout the course of the week. And then you have the injuries on top of it.
Yeah.
Should yesterday in any way change your outlook, like big picture outlook for this team this year?
Yeah, I think it does. And I'm not going to go freak out just because it was closer than it should have been against a bad team. I'm not doing that. It is more the injuries. So Milton Williams, we all hope that he returns on time, but we don't know that. All we know right now is they felt it was necessary to put him on IR. So it wasn't a let's wait and see. Maybe he only misses two or three games. And then no. They're like, he's out at least four games. And it's no surprise that the game Milton Williams isn't there, they have their worst game stopping the run.
True.
So that's a little concerning to me. And then Will Campbell, same thing. We don't really know when he's going to be back. And so Milton Williams and Will Campbell are two of your six most important players. I mean, we could do that power ranking one day or tier, but those are two of like
good tiers for tomorrow.
I mean, for individual players, I mean, Drake May clearly is way out in front as the most important guy.
He's his own tier.
Yeah, he's his own tier.
Then there's like a space.
Space.
Yeah.
Then it's like Vrabel, and then it's another space. No. But like that position was so important for Will Campbell. And then the way Milton Williams has played this year, and then it just makes Barmore even better. And like you just saw it firsthand yesterday. So yeah, it's not because they squeaked by. If they squeaked by and Will Campbell and Jared Wilson were healthy, I'd be like, all right, I feel kind of the same.
Wasn't
it's
ideal.
It's the injuries that are kind of freaking me out a little bit.
And no, I agree. How could it not change your outlook? It sounds like the early reporting on Will Campbell is he could be back for the playoffs. But between that and Milton Williams and to a lesser degree, Jared Wilson, let's throw Tonga in there too, who left, came back, then left again. I'm not going to include Schooler on it, but if you want to, go for it. Like,
no, they're dropping like flies.
I don't know how that couldn't change your outlook in some way until we know Will Campbell's back and healthy. And I don't even think that's just about Will Campbell, by the way. It's about his replacement. It's not just how Will Campbell was playing. It's now we have to watch Vidarian Lowe protect the blind side
of
your franchise quarterback.
And it was not good.
So to me, it's not just you're going to another replacement level player, which I think Ben Brown is.
Yeah.
No offense to Vidarian Lowe.
No,
we've seen it.
He
ain't replacement level.
No.
He's something below that, significantly below that. So you can talk about it. 617-779-7937. How impactful are the injuries? Are they changing your outlook on the team? And what did you think of the effort yesterday? Again, 617-779-7937. By the way, this is Mike Vrabel in the immediate aftermath after the game yesterday. He came in a little hot.
We're fancy. What do you got in the club?
Any update on Will and just how much?
I don't have an update on anybody right now, unfortunately. I appreciate you guys all talking about the injuries this week, so thanks.
Mike, how much of a battle was this?
It was.
Mentally from start to finish?
That's what happens in this league. You know, you need everybody, and you go through the season, you go on the road, and, you know, it's tough, and nobody wants to talk about numbers and records. That doesn't mean
thanks.
Wow. Doesn't mean anything, talking about the records and the numbers. But
so people jinx it by talking about injuries?
That's what he claims. Yeah, thanks a lot, guys, for asking me about this on Friday. Like, I guess
they
he's
asked
just,
well, you guys jinx Milt.
Let the record show.
We did not. That was just Keith.
No, I didn't say, hey, have you ever had a high ankle sprain? Have you ever broken a bone?
Yeah, I wonder if something's
and
broken.
And he said
there.
No.
He did say no. No, but anyway, that was just Keith. Don't let me in with that. But I guess they were asking him on Friday, and it's certainly come up throughout the course of the year how healthy they've been, especially in the aftermath of Milton Williams. So now that's everybody's fault, Mike. Like what an odd baby answer that was. From
it
Mike
is
Brady.
Strange. Also, they haven't been injury free. I mean, Ramondre just came back. Kayshon Booty just came back. So one of your top receivers, one of your top running backs have missed games. You know, and so Milton Williams is on the IR, and they started talking about that after that fact. So, yeah, maybe they're a little bit in a better spot than some other teams, like, you know, the Cincinnati Bengals who you're playing. But other teams have dealt with similar injuries, they've dealt with similar ones to other teams. So I don't think it's, like, that much of an outlier.
And if your worst injuries are Booty and Stevenson were gone for a couple of games, Milton Williams is back for the last couple of regular season games, and Will Campbell's back for the playoffs, that really, all things considered, not that bad.
But, like, Gonzo missed three games at the beginning, so it's not like they're on this, like, historic streak of nobody's hurt.
No,
like, they've had guys out.
No, they have. And so Vrabel lashed out. The locker room was down yesterday. You'll hear that coming up later on. But it seems like the vibes on at least Will Campbell are better today. The report from Ian Rappaport that we played off the top, never mind Vrabel this morning, seemed in better spirits with Greg than certainly lashing out at the media yesterday, where, again, just what an odd out-of-nowhere baby. Like, let's blame the media for the injuries that started piling up yesterday.
So he must be superstitious, or at least a little stitious.
He sounds quite a bit stitious based on that. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. Victory Monday, Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. We'll talk to, a tight end who had a career day yesterday.
Monster game for our guy.
Hunter Henry. He'll join us later on in the program. Christian Ellis played yesterday for the first time in a bit. He'll be back on a Patriots Monday as well. Plus, we have what happened from an eventful week 12 in the NFL at 11:30. A reminder, football talk on WEEI presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll get to your thoughts on the injuries, the outlook on the Patriots. I think you have to downshift them just a little bit based on the way they played and some of those injuries that piled up yesterday. And a growing annoyance. It had been highlighted going into this week. It was even worse on Sunday against a bad Bengals defense. What's up with the Patriots and their struggles in the red zone, down at the goal line? We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy.
ESPN's Adam Schefter joins WEEI Afternoons every Wednesday at 3:45. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The New England Patriots are now 10-2 and winners of 9 straight after yesterday's 26-20 victory over the Bengals in Cincinnati. Drake May finished the game 22 of 35 for 294 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. Hunter Henry was on the receiving end of May's touchdown pass. Henry made 7 catches for 115 yards in the win. Cornerback Marcus Jones had a pick 6 off Bengals quarterback Joe Flacco, and kicker Andy Borogalis was 4 for 4 on field goals with a long of 52 yards. In the victory, linemen Will Campbell and Jared Wilson were both carted off the field with injuries. Campbell has a knee injury and Wilson injured his ankle. According to Ian Rappaport, Campbell is believed to have suffered an MCL sprain, will undergo an MRI today, and is an injured reserve candidate. Up next for the Patriots is a Monday Night Football matchup against the New York Giants next week. Yesterday, the Giants lost 34-27 to the Detroit Lions in overtime. Week 12 in the NFL will wrap up with the Monday Night Football matchup between the Carolina Panthers and the San Francisco 49ers. You can hear the call of the game right here on 93.7. Westwood One's pregame coverage begins at 7 with kickoff at 8:15. The Boston Celtics are back in the win column after last night's 139-129 win over the Orlando Magic at the TD Garden. Jaylen Brown led all scorers with 35 points. Up next, the Seas will host the Detroit Pistons on Wednesday night. The Pistons are currently riding a 12-game winning streak. Boston Bruins fell 3-1 to the Sharks in San Jose last night. Morgan Geeky scored the Lone Bees goal midway through the third period. The Bruins road trip continues on Wednesday night against the Islanders in New York. And Boston College basketball lost 93-92 to Tulane in South Carolina last night. Up next for BC, the Eagles will host Harvard on Wednesday afternoon. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
.com.
So that was frustrating yesterday. Patriots. Well, actually, there were a couple of frustrating sequences for, I thought, the team yesterday beyond the injuries, which you mentioned. It's a very costly win for the Pats, despite winning 9 in a row, despite going to 10 wins, the only NFL team with 10 wins. Their 9-game win streak, by the way, Keith. Second nomination for stat of the week if
yeah.
you want it.
Oh, they're coming fast and furious here.
They are the only team, aside from the 1961 Houston Oilers.
It was a good Oiler team.
Who have won 9 straight, scoring 23 a game, allowing fewer than 23 a game.
Ooh.
So, I mean, I don't know how many 9-game win streak, how common a 9-game win streak is.
Yeah.
But narrow that down. They're scoring 23-plus every game. They're allowing fewer than 23 every game. The frustration for me would be end of the first half.
Yep.
Giving up the long field goal right before halftime was frustrating for the defense after it felt like they had the game in hand. And then that sequence there in the third quarter where they go 11 plays, 89 yards. The drive takes a long time because they're knocking on the door. They're at the one. They're getting stuffed. They have a touchdown. It gets overturned. They wind up coming away with 0 points. Some of those red zone struggles would be one of the frustrations coming out of the game yesterday, beyond playing down to the level of opponent
mm-hmm.
and beyond the obvious in the injuries, which
yeah,
some
tough.
Of the reporting there does seem a little more promising. So we can get into that with your phone call, 617-779-7937 here on a Patriots Monday. You'll hear from Mike Vrabel this morning on the Greg Hill Show. He'll address, some of the blow-up from last week with First Take, Cam Newton,
yeah.
Stephen A., and all that. But joining us right now on a Patriots Monday is a man who had a career day yesterday, Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By Shaw's and Star Market, you can look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store. Save on the items that you buy most. And by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Hunter Henry, how we doing this week?
Good, guys. How are you?
Good.
We're doing great. As we just said, you had a career-best game in yards yesterday. Drake May referred to you as, quote-unquote, Mr. Consistency coming out of the game. I wanted to ask you, though, you dedicated a game ball, or at least they caught you shouting out Jelani Tavai after your touchdown yesterday. Why'd you decide to do that?
I mean, he's just going through a lot right now. I mean, I don't want to get into the details of everything, but obviously went on the trip with us, and just a guy we, you know, I've played with for a while and care about, and I think we all care about, and wasn't able to make the trip with us, and just wanted to give him a shout out.
How did things turn around for you guys offensively? First quarter, it was just two possessions, couple of punts. Second quarter starts with the pick six, but then you guys are able to get some footing and move down the field.
Yeah, obviously not the start we want at all. But, you know, we had adversity head on and had to attack it and, you know, just keep chugging away, keep plugging away. That's what we did. You know, there's a lot of things we got to clean up from this game, and we got to be better from the start. We got to be better in the red zone. So we know that, and we got to get the film room. We got to get on the practice field and get a lot better fast.
I don't know if you'd agree with the characterization, but we watch a lot of the videos in the locker room that get tweeted out after the game by the team. And the locker room did seem a little down yesterday, which maybe some of that was, as you said, things to clean up on the field. I'd imagine a lot of it had to do with the injuries as well. So I don't know if you'd agree with the characterization, but what does it say about the team to get their ninth straight victory despite some of the injuries that piled up yesterday?
No, man, I think that's a testament to this team, man. We needed everybody that went on the trip with us, man, from the coaching staff to the training staff to the, you know, all 53 guys, the practice squad elevations. That's what this league is, man. That's what football is. It's a complete team game. We need everybody. And obviously that was, you know, put on full display yesterday with guys stepping up O-line-wise, guys stepping up D-line, special teams. I mean, everybody picked each other up, and, that, you know, that's the name of the game.
You know, unfortunately, injuries do happen all the time in the league, but, you know, the cart doesn't always come out onto the field. So how is it for you guys to be able to, you know, go over to the teammate, you know, maybe say something to him, but then kind of put that out of your head and just, like, get right back onto the field, even though you're seeing these guys and you don't know how severe the injuries are going to be or things like that, but to be able to kind of turn your mind off and get back to playing?
Yeah, it's hard. You know, we're human at the end of the day, man, and these are our brothers, and you go to work with them, and you build relationships with these guys, and it's hard for sure, just to be honest with you, like, and be real. But you got to – we still have a game to play, and we got to keep fighting, and, I appreciate the guys that came in and filled those spots and the guys that just continued to fight even, you know, with things maybe not – going our way injury wise and, you know, just things not going our way early. Just continue to plug away, continue to fight.
We were just highlighting some of the struggles you guys had in the red zone yesterday. You were 0-for-2 there. It was a goal line stand by Cincinnati yesterday. You had a touchdown called back there. What were they doing well that made things difficult on you guys in the red zone yesterday?
Yeah, just made plays, man. You got to give them credit. We got to be better on our details, the little things, and just clean some things up, man. But you got to give them credit, too. They've made some plays. But, we got to clean a lot up.
You know, obviously you want to score touchdowns there in the red zone, but it's got to feel pretty good to have a kicker, or you must have a lot of confidence in the kicker. I know the first game of the season, I just as a fan, you weren't really sure how it was going to go, but Borgalis has been absolutely nails all season, some big ones yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, huge always to have a guy like that to rely on. You know, when you get in scoring position, you feel pretty comfortable. But what a kick at the end of the game yesterday to kind of make it a touchdown. You know, they had to go down and score a touchdown and changes the game. So he's hit a lot of big kicks for us. It's been a lot of fun to, you know, have him on the squad.
You a fan of First Take?
A First Take?
Yeah, on ESPN, Cam Newton, Stephen A. Are you guys a fan of that show?
I don't really watch First Take.
Were you aware at all of the back and forth, Cam Newton calling the Patriots fool's gold, Stephen A. at one point calling Drake May a liar? Were you aware of any of that? I say back and forth. I guess it was mostly one-sided from First Take.
Yeah.
I was made aware towards the end of the week, but, I mean, honestly, once we get in the season, man, we don't really pay attention to this. You try to, you know, block out a lot of the outside noise.
Is that something that maybe people like friends or family will say, like, hey, did you hear this or did you see about this? Is that a way that you guys hear about some of the, you know, different talking heads when they're talking about the Patriots?
Yeah, it's usually the the family. It's usually family that lets me know.
You have a favorite Thanksgiving memory? I'm trying to remember if we asked you this a year ago, but obviously growing up playing football on Thanksgiving, time with family around the holidays, like, is there something that stands out from your time, even going back to childhood, as it relates to Thanksgiving with it right around the corner?
Yeah, man, I think just honestly high school, I was fortunate enough. I played on a pretty good high school football team, so we were always playing on Friday nights of that weekend. So we always had had practice the day before. Just being with your boys on a Thursday, you know, Thanksgiving practice is always special. And then, you know, right after that, going to my grandma's house with your whole family, I think that was just, it was a time that was, you know, I haven't been home in that aspect and been able to be home. And so I look back on those times and they're super special.
Well, that's a day we're all looking forward to. So happy early Thanksgiving. And with 9 wins in a row, you know what time it is, Hunter? It is time for the Hunter Henry Surprise Question of the Week.
It's time for the Hunter Henry Surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise. We wasted the good surprise on you.
Ali, y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, once again, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, or 1 being not surprised at all. How surprised are you, Hunter Henry, that chickens can lay between 250 and 300 eggs in a year?
Jeez, probably 45.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry Surprise Question of the Week.
I'll tell you,
came up on our show last week, and we were way off.
I was like an 85. You know, yeah. You know, Keith was embarrassing. Keith, how many?
I thought they had they could lay like 12 a day. Jones thought they could do 100
a day.
I
thought they could hit like triple digits. I thought they were just spitting out eggs left and right.
No. They got to live a life.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Okay. Right stuff. In the middle of the pack. Well, Hunter Henry, we appreciate the time. Best of luck this week. You got a Monday night game against the New York Giants. You get Thanksgiving. So enjoy that. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, fellas. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Thank you, Hunter Henry. Joining us here on a Patriots Monday. 45.
Yeah, I feel like that's a tie for some other ones. We're going to have Terp come up with a graphic. That might be a little heavy, the 45s.
Yeah, man.
Another good drop to add to
he hit you guys with that. That's crazy.
I mean, I thought he just wanted out at that point in time. I don't blame him. But you know,
he thought maybe a guy from Arkansas, maybe he himself even had some chickens, and you never know. Maybe he was well aware. He's like, actually, guys, I'm not surprised at all by that.
Yeah.
But he was middle surprise.
Yeah, he played it. He played it middle of the road is what he did.
Like a medium surprise.
I'm interested, Keith, and I was a little surprised to play the game here.
Okay.
45. I was a 45. That... He kept saying there's a lot they need to clean up. And that is the vibe I got from Vrabel after the game, too. We'll play a clip from him coming up.
I think they're getting sick of not scoring touchdowns in the red zone.
Okay. So Mike Reese highlighted this last week. We talked about it briefly at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We focused more on, you know, the defense having their issues. But we did get into their struggles in the red zone a little bit. Entering the game, they were 0-2 yesterday in the red zone, I believe. I'd have to double check that. I think they were 0-2 in the game. They've struggled scoring touchdowns down there. 23 touchdowns, I guess, now in 41 trips to the red zone. It was 23 and 39 going into that game. So, yeah, why are they having so many issues down there?
I don't know. Especially maybe giving the ball to Terrell Jennings. Maybe that's one of the reasons.
But especially against that defense. Like, I'm sorry. Against that defense, stinks. You should be able to hand it to Terrell Jennings and Ramondre Stevenson and everybody else. Like, at that point in time, Will Campbell was still in the game, so it wasn't that. Wilson was gone. What the hell was that yesterday?
So Henderson's coming off of back-to-back good games. I think it's a little overblown how good he was 2 weeks ago. You know, he was good. He scored a bunch of touchdowns.
But they were
average a lot of yards per carry. But let's just say two productive games in a row, and you get the return of Ramondre Stevenson, and you have goal to go, and you're like, let's get Terrell Jennings out there. No, you have two other running backs that I think can do it. Also,
okay, well, one of the other running backs had two cracks at it, and he didn't score either. Why are you singling out
Terrell
Jennings?
Why not Henderson then? Well, Terrell Jennings, I don't even know why he like suited up. Like, you don't need him. You're going to split carries between Henderson and Stevenson. And so, obviously, you know, Stevenson coming off an injury. If you want to dress him, dress him. But I'm not giving him a goal line carry. That makes no sense. That's only one, right? So that wasn't the only issue that they had down there. So but that's the one that I would look at.
That was after the second pass interference on Kayshaun. They went for it on fourth down, by the way.
Yeah.
Which I didn't love when they did it.
I would have kicked it. The way things were going, it wasn't a great day for the offense. The defense.
Which time are you talking about? The first fourth down or the second fourth down? I think I would have kicked on both.
Oh, yeah, definitely the first one.
The first one?
I think maybe both. Just take the points. Because it felt like if you're up by, what is that, a minute 10?
At that point,
or that would have made it only 7. No, that would have made it 10.
That would have made it 10.
It would have felt kind of out of reach for the Bengals.
I mean, I think they would have felt. No, I'm sorry. That would have made it 7. I take that back. That would have made it 20-13.
No, so I would have done that though too.
So the second one after they already got stuffed, I definitely would have kicked it. The first one on booty, I was a little more on the fence about. And maybe because they didn't get it, in retrospect, I'm saying they should have kicked that one. But it was a second pass interference on Booty. This is like a whip route in the end zone after he got a big pass interference to basically get him set up down there. They run to Jennings on first down.
Yeah, not doing that. That's a wasted play.
Then you have the touchdown overturn to Hunter Henry.
Yeah.
Then you get right back down by the goal line on a pass to Hunter Henry, and then Ramondre Stevenson stuffed twice, third and fourth down.
Oh, you guys didn't enjoy the draw play on the goal line on fourth down?
No, I did not. I don't really get taking the ball out of Drake's hands down there.
I would go to Drake. And also, remember when McDaniels...
In fairness, they did try to sneak it in, tush-push it with Drake May later in the game. Kind of a half-hearted tush-push.
Yeah, what is that?
And
you got to either go all full tush-push or don't
do it at
all.
They didn't score on that one either. That was a third down, not a fourth down. So, yeah, in the red zone and down by the goal line, they were not good yesterday, and they really haven't been great.
No, and that would be, you know, people that were talking about how much credit does Josh McDaniels get, or like all this stuff. Like, well, here's an example of a spot where he needs to improve. Like, he needs to find some better play calls down there. And maybe it is just letting Drake May kind of do like some of these run pass options for him down there. Put the ball in his hands. Maybe he
roll
boots
him
it
out.
In. Also, 2021, Hunter Henry's first year with the team, he was a big touchdown guy. And McDaniels was calling the plays then. And I feel like inside the red zone, inside goal to go, you know, throwing to him is not the worst call to make, especially, I mean, against a defense like that.
He had two touchdowns yesterday. One got called back. Yeah, right. So, yeah, maybe more to him.
Yeah.
Anyway, how concerning is that? And who do you blame for their struggles in the red zone? Is that the offensive coordinator gets a lot of love?
Did you like Ramondre's game, by the way? 6 carries for 5 yards.
I didn't realize.
More carries than yards?
Did not realize that was his final line. I knew it couldn't have been much.
6 for 5.
He had 6 carries?
Yeah, that must have been all the kneel downs at the end. No. Ramondre had 6 carries for 5 yards.
I did not realize that was his line yesterday.
They ran for 3.5 yards as a team, but their running backs were all under 4, right? Pop Douglas had a 14-yard run, and Drake May had 5 for 22, which is 4.4. So their running backs did nothing.
Yeah. How much of that is on the offensive coordinator, who, again, the McDaniels mafia will never say it? How much is on him?
They're going to be a little quiet after yesterday.
How much is on the quarterback? Like, honestly, I do put some of that on Drake. Like, when there are plays to be made down there.
You did not have a great game.
You got to make them. But I would say, yeah, it was more his game than his issues in the red zone yesterday. But you guys can discuss 617-779-7937. That's something they're going to need to clean up, especially if they're dealing with some injuries here over the next, you know, 6 weeks, whatever it is, going into the postseason. Meanwhile, Mike Vrabel was on the Greg Hill Show earlier today. We just asked Hunter Henry about the whole first take dust up from last week. You'll hear from the head coach.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Next. Silas Vrabel, Keith, breaking it down yesterday. And again, I think one of the great things that's come out of this year is you'll hear Vrabel say it to the team, and then you hear the players saying it afterwards. Like, you hear that constantly with May. I think you got some of that with us earlier with Hunter Henry. Like, Vrabel's like, look, guys, I mean, no one's going to feel sorry for us. We got stuff to work on, like, et cetera, et cetera. And then Hunter Henry comes on and kind of parrots some of that.
Yep.
And I think that's just evidence that the message is landing. And if you missed any of Hunter Henry, it's on the Audacy app, Audacy. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. Use the rewind feature to go back and listen to all of Jones and Keith. You won't miss the thing.
Fresh off a monster game, by the way, for Hunter Henry.
Yeah. Huge game. Twitch chat thinks we're actually
breakthrough.
We're actually friends now. Us and
best
Hunter
friends.
Henry.
Us and Hunter Henry.
I mean, that's what they're saying.
I mean, he didn't quit the show like so many others have done in the past. So that's a feather in his cap.
It's a good point. He's come farther than some. That's true.
He's the only player. Although no, Mike on Monday we had last year too. So give Mike credit. He was on last year, on again this year.
Well,
he went from
full time guest to part time guest, right?
Oh,
was he rotating last year? I don't think he was.
He was.
He was always rotating?
Him and Dietrich Wise.
Yeah, until Dietrich Wise had to read the hostage letter.
We didn't get both every week last year on Friday?
No, I think it was okay. I think they also rotated.
You know what? You know, Big Mike?
Everything
apologies.
Rotated last year, so it was real hard to figure
yeah,
out.
Yeah, true.
And Go Nowhere, Christian Ellis will make his triumphant return to the show after returning to the field, so that'll be good. We'll talk to him shortly.
Back on the field, very noticeable.
Uh-huh.
So you can stay tuned for that. But when it comes to Hunter Henry and his performance yesterday, I think it was a strong day for him. It was not a strong day for the team. And I think you heard that reflected in the locker room there. And I didn't really understand this. Some of the beat writers are saying Vrabel typically is out high-fiving guys outside the locker room. And I guess he went right to get medical updates on Will Campbell and Jared Wilson and others
different
after
kind
the game.
Day.
But then I saw footage of him kind of high-fiving some guys
I did
outside
see that
the locker room.
I saw him hugging guys.
So maybe it wasn't as like elaborate, and he wasn't getting everybody because he had to go get some updates, and maybe by the end he was high-fiving some guys on the way in the room.
So I think overall, kind of in that sense, sort of a good sign, right? Like the injuries, there's no way to spin those as good. I'm just saying a team that is 10-2 and almost reacted to a win like it was a loss. Because there is something like Vrabel said early on in the season, like, hey, don't apologize
for a win.
A win is a win. It's hard to win in the league. Everybody, especially that's been in there long enough, knows that to be the case. But also, you can't just be like, hey, we're 10-2. Like, there was a lot of issues, and they need to clean up those issues because their goal right now hasn't been get to 10 wins. Their goal wasn't even just make the playoffs. Like, their goal was higher than that. And at the beginning of the year, if they were saying, hey, we want to win the division, we're like, well, that's a cute goal, but probably not going to happen. Well, no, it can happen.
That is exactly what I thought.
It should happen.
I didn't think they'd win. Yeah. I thought they'd be a playoff team. You thought they'd be a playoff team.
Yeah.
We thought they'd be better. I didn't think the division was going to be in play, and the division's kind of over now.
So they're way ahead of it, but they're not just saying, like, well, look at us. Like, we did better than everybody thought, and we're just going to stop right there. Like, they know they need to clean things up. And if they play this type of game, with the bad red zone, a pick six, another slow start, you're probably not beating Buffalo the second time. You're probably not beating Baltimore. You're probably not beating whoever you play in the playoffs. Like, you were able to get away with it because it was, Joe Flacco and a Jamar Chase-less Bengals team.
Although that was close yesterday. And
Flacco gave him a game.
We'll get into the defensive stand, if you will, at the end of the game. But Mike Vrabel joins the Greg Hill Show every Patriots Monday throughout the year. He's brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF-FDIC. We spent some time talking about his updates on Will Campbell this morning. He was asked today about, the whole, again, flare-up with First Take last week. He was very one-sided from First Take. Well, I guess May kind of started it by saying, I don't even know what show he's on, meaning Cam Newton.
Yeah, but those guys started it. By saying that they were fool's gold.
They escalated.
They began the conversation about the Patriots.
You're right. They started and escalated.
Correct.
They always catch the second guy.
It's a good point.
It's also true.
It's a good point, Nick. Anyway, here's Vrabel on the whole back and forth with First Take.
Stephen A. Smith wants to know if you could put First Take on in the weight room for the guys.
We don't have. I don't even know if the TVs work in the weight room.
Okay. Right.
We're getting a new building, so we'll make sure that the audio and everything works. And,
I mean, it is the number one good. Show in the
is it?
In
I find that
history.
I find
it's
that hard.
Number one, 20 years.
I find that hard. But I mean, It's not the sports center that I grew up with.
Yeah. No, it's a lot different. Yeah, it certainly is.
I mean, it's not sports center.
No, it's not Kilbourne and Olbermann and Patrick.
Do you think Vrabel's going to get any flack about that from First Take?
Yes.
I do.
Yeah.
I'd lead it. If I was those guys, they're already like in a war. You might as well really get in the mud.
Well, is Cam on today?
Well, oh, I don't know.
Cam is on. We have on one of these TVs had it on, and Cam popped in. They had him like walk on the set. Like it's like a player introduction. And I was like, oh my God. These guys love themselves. But like some of the people last week when we were talking about this don't really get it when they were trying to criticize Stephen A., which is fine. You don't have to like him. But the comments were, well, he just wants attention. Like,
yeah,
right.
Well, duh.
Like, I don't think he's like, I got a take that probably nobody will talk about.
Right.
I got one that'll like really fly under the radar.
I want one that's so below the radar, yeah. No one watches it.
No one's talking about this. No one will talk about this. So let's lead with that. No, he's definitely trying to make it
good point.
Themselves.
Good point by the Twitch chat. Whoa. They're talking Shadur all morning. So later.
Oh yeah,
later in the week.
Shadur,
later in the week.
They're gonna mention how Quinshon Judkins came in every time they were on the goal line.
Maybe.
Did you see the Sanders touchdown? I mean, we got what happened coming up. But did you see the touchdown pass?
Oh,
threw like
big,
5 yards.
Big arm.
Big arm
on that throw.
The guy ran 70 yards. Yeah, he might have thrown behind the line of scrimmage.
No, that's a good point. I think they'll get to Vrabel later on this week.
Well, they already did Cowboys. Cowboys had a big win, so they were all over the Cowboys.
True.
Yeah.
Vrabel didn't exactly answer if they were aware of it. He started making jokes about how I don't think the TVs work.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if Robert's happy
that's
with that.
That's a shot of craft.
I don't know if Robert's super happy at that, Vrabel. Never mind.
Nothing works. All junk.
Kicking the hornet's nest with First Take. So, like, he might have some other things he has to answer for after that answer, where I think he was being tongue-in-cheek and trying to kid around.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that his boss
good feud.
Likes kidding around about how the TVs don't work in the locker room. I think that was an evasive answer from Vrabel. And, yeah, I think he knows what shows these guys are on, and I bet it is on in the weight room. Oh, I don't even know if they work. I don't even know if half the stuff in there works. I bet they're out of the weight room.
But as
to
silly,
be fair, we don't watch sports in here.
No, Jones does.
Jones does.
I do right now because I haven't changed it yet.
First Take is literally on right behind me.
No,
I'm looking
at First
Take.
Never on ESPN on that TV.
Normally I do not. I know. Okay. I got to find another film.
It's November.
I was going to say I watched horror movies for the entire month of October. You know that to be true. Okay. I usually change it.
Sick brag, bro.
No big deal.
That's just, you know.
They'll show you anything on IFC.
Vrabel, I mean anything.
Oh, I saw.
Yeah.
I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Vrabel turned it into a big joke. I just don't know that he really answered it there, which is fine. You can try to laugh it off and move on, and that's probably the best way to do it. He may have a call from Robert, though, about how the TVs don't work in the building. Yeah. I can't imagine he's happy with that.
TVs are state of the art. These are the best TVs you're ever going to find.
617-779-7937. All your thoughts on Pats and Bengals from yesterday. The injuries piling up. And on top of that, can you count on this defense? They did technically come through yesterday, but they made it a lot closer than they needed to. We'll get to that coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.